The outbreak at Wildflower Court started in mid-January. So far, they've found a dozen cases among residents and staff. Emily Murley is the director of nursing, and she says morale among residents is pretty good.
I think the initial reaction is shock, especially for the vaccinated folks. And there's just kind of like sort of a sense of resignation that, like, of course this is happening now.
What makes this cluster of cases at Wildflower Court so interesting is not that it happened, but how it happened. Dr. Sar Medoff is an emergency room physician in Anchorage and Nome, and he also works for the state of Alaska's Division of Public Health. Think of him as an on-call doctor for the state's 700-ish nursing homes and psychiatric facilities. He says he hopes that what happened at Wildflower Court is the canary in the coal mine for what outbreaks will look like going forward.
That we will still have outbreaks in facilities, but the higher the percentage of the population is vaccinated and the higher the percentage of residents and staff that are vaccinated, the smaller and less severe these outbreaks will be moving forward.
Medoff says this particular outbreak is interesting because of the mix of people. Some had gotten both doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, some had gotten just one, and some had not yet been vaccinated at all. The way that the vaccines work is that they keep people from getting severe cases of COVID-19. And by all accounts, they're doing what they're supposed to do at Wildflower Court.
What the studies did not look at is whether or not someone who has been vaccinated is able to become infected with COVID, and maybe it's infected at a low level, such a low level that they don't develop any symptoms. However, they are still able to transmit the virus to others.
Essentially, people who are vaccinated could be carriers for the virus, even if they don't become sick from it. Both Medoff and the Wildflower Court administrators say there are some other things that could have happened to explain the outbreak. The first is that there's a possibility that the people who got sick didn't have a strong immune response to the COVID-19 vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective, but that still leaves 5% of people whose immune systems just won't respond as strongly to the vaccine. Or, Emily Murley says, it could have been a timing issue.
It's likely that the folks that tested positive and had received their second vaccine were exposed in between their second dose and being considered fully inoculated.
And timing is important with the vaccines. There are two vaccines used in Alaska, and both require two doses, and there are weeks between the first and the second dose. And then even after the second dose, it takes some time for your body to learn how to fully guard against COVID-19. Medoff says you can think about it like your immune system having short-term and long-term memory. So the first vaccine gives your immune system that boost to short-term memory, but that second dose really cements the long-term memory. At Wildflower Court, it's not clear when the first person who had COVID-19 brought it into the facility and it started circulating around.
So they may have been within that window where they were infected before the body could build its immune response.
And there is a third possibility. And that one is that people at Wildflower Court may have been infected with a strain of COVID-19 that vaccines aren't as effective at fighting. Those vaccines were developed before new strains of the virus popped up in South Africa and Brazil. And there's some evidence that the Pfizer vaccine may be less effective against those strains.
What the jury is still out on is how effective these vaccines are going to be against these new strains. All science to this point shows that we think the vaccines will be effective and we think they will provide some measure of protection against these variant strains, but we just don't know yet how effective the vaccines will be.
Neither of those strains of COVID-19 has been detected in Alaska yet, but they could be here. Right now, the state is only looking for different strains in a tiny fraction of its positive COVID-19 tests. In an interview right after the Wildflower Court outbreak was discovered, the state's chief medical officer said they will test to see which strain infected the Wildflower Court population, but results from that analysis haven't been released yet. In the meantime, Wildflower Court will continue to test twice a week until they don't have any more positive cases, and they're gearing up for another round of vaccinations. In Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.